Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you.
Shout out the Hoggies.
We love our Hoggies out there. Mendoza goes number one overall. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what the final hour is going to look like. About 25 minutes from now, bottom of the hour. We'll have some fun. Sprague and Line, take a look at some lines tonight. Have you seen the line for tonight's game?
Yeah, we're an underdog.
We are an underdog at home.
Slight underdog.
Are we barking tonight?
I just think if you're betting the game, you either live bet it or you bet the Blazer money line. What do you care about 1.5 points?
Very true. My ticket has been transferred. I have it officially.
Can I give you a quick...
I was called a needy little bee, but that's okay. I'll wear it.
The person invited you knew you were a needy little
bee. I am. I'm not going to dodge the allegations here, okay?
I might be saying this because I didn't get a ticket
offer.
There
were two different sections that were possible tickets, and I didn't know which section I was going to be sitting in. One of them is a little bit better than the other one, and he asked for the email to transfer the ticket. And I said, can I request this section?
Well, I told you which section was which.
You did. Thank you for that. and I'm in that section, so we're going to be living large tonight, baby.
Yeah.
You might see me on TV.
What should I wear?
Should I go tarps off?
I told you should be doing the Pippin too tight with no shirt under.
No shirt underneath.
Shoulder hair look.
Okay. I don't have shoulder hair, though.
Well, get it. Jalen Brunson has it. Why don't you get it?
I have nipple hair.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see that.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon, no? Is that a no for you, too?
Nah.
That's a no for you, too.
Nah?
Nah.
Okay. I think if you had the Pippin with no shirt under, you'd get shown.
Boy, can I tell you?
Oh, for sure. Especially if you have a couple pops.
If I stand up, too, it might be one of those, like, you raise the arms over the head, and now we're above the belly button.
Dude.
And it's probably not coming back down unless I pull it back down.
Now, is this a prime game?
It's a prime game, dude. Yeah.
Well,
way to go, NBA. Great.
Yeah. The Prime broadcast is awesome. I just don't
like... The broadcast team's great. What are we doing?
I don't like have to access Prime.
Yes.
Look, old fuddy-duddy thing. You would make the broadcast, is my point, if you went shirtless, Pippin too tight jersey,
okay,
and a hat with a beer in your hand.
I think you're probably right.
Now, are you actually going to dress that way? No, you're going to get terrified, and you're going to wear a proper t-shirt.
Probably wearing my green polo from golf.
Tuck it in my pants.
Forget to change on my way to the game.
A Masters polo.
What's this guy doing with a Masters polo
your
on?
Your flip-flop sandals on.
I'll tell you what, I would stick out like a sore thumb, though, wouldn't I, on TV? Huh? So, getting ready for tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Spring line coming up. We'll have some final thoughts on the Blazers, obviously. Let's kind of go rapid fire here.
Okay.
Through the rest of the NFL draft stuff that we have not gotten to.
Yes.
Did we all say a prayer for Kenyon Sadiq last night?
I didn't say a prayer.
T's
but
and P's.
Every time that team drafted somebody, I went, good luck.
Yeah, have fun with that. That was a genuine bummer. Like, I'm rooting like hell for that kid. You know, coming from Idaho, I remember them signing him being like, huh, they got the number one player in Idaho? Idaho? Do they have high school football in Idaho? And then him turning into the guy that he turned into. Seems like a tremendous young man off the field. So rooting like hell for him at the next level. Very easy rooting interest. And then he goes to the Jets and you're like, God. That sucks, because now Geno Smith's your quarterback.
Mm.
The head coach is probably going to get fired. The only saving grace maybe is they suck enough where they draft a franchise quarterback next year and things start turning around. There was some audio there. This was funny. So last year, famously, Shador Sanders got prank called. Whose kid was it again?
It was the GM's. It was the son of a GM, wasn't it?
I thought it was a D coordinator.
Maybe you're right.
Ulbrich? Is that right? No.
I think
Falcons.
You're right.
Falcons.
Yeah, Ulbrich.
Is
Jeff
that
Ulbrich. I think he's the DC, coincidentally. Isn't he with?
Jeff Ulbrich, yeah. So it was.
Is he with the Jets? Because he wasn't allowed to. Oh, no. Glenn is the DC.
No, he was retained by the Falcons.
That's
Stefanski
right.
retained
Stefanski
him.
Kept him. That's
so
right.
His kid got access to it. Fake called Shador Sanders.
He got reprimanded for that.
Yes, he did. I mean, rightfully so, dude. And so Kenyon Sadiq gets a call, and this is how it sounded.
Kenyon, how are you doing? This is Darren Mooji with the New York Jets.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man line sound.
You're doing good. We're going to pick you right here and make you a New York Jet.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you excited about that? You can come here and be a weapon for us, all right? I'm going to hand you over to head coach AG.
Thank you.
Ian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm excited, coach.
Man, good. We're excited too, man. Listen, we're going to bring you up here. You're going to be a huge weapon for us, all right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a prank call for a second. But no, I appreciate it.
No, we're not pranking you, brother. No, you're going to be a J. You're going to be a J. Trust me on that, man. You've been a target for us for a while. All right?
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah,
well, it's a big night for you. How's your family take it? Are they around you?
I'm a scumbag.
Yeah, yeah, they're both.
You got your coordinator here. Is this? He's jumping up and down. Frank, come over here. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me. Frank, are you a happy guy?
Oh my goodness! Let's go.
You hear that, kid? Okay, congratulations.
Sadiq,
thank you.
Hey, what did I tell you? I told you. I hope you told your family exactly what I told you to tell them. We are so excited. Man, I can't even breathe right now. I'm so happy. So, congratulations to you, man.
Which part of it, like him thinking he got prank called, is really funny. And then there also just seems to be an air of like.
Definitely.
Damn it. Kenyon, hey, it's Woody here. Hey, Kenyon, how are you doing?
I'll pass around the phone like a hot potato. Like, woo-hoo, yeah, woo-hoo.
Can we be real?
Why do we have to do these calls? Like, they're so awkward.
They're
and you're going to fly.
Awkward.
You guess what he's doing? He's flying to New York today to go do a whole press interview and put the jersey on. Like, how do it in person?
The GM saying, hey, we're picking you. Here's the coach.
Yes.
Cool. Maybe you have a relationship with the OC. I get it.
Remember the
Woody Johnson just hopping on and not saying, hey, it's Jets owner Woody Johnson. He's like, hey, it's Woody. Hey, Kenyon. Does Kenyon know who Woody is?
I mean, he will now.
I mean, yeah, but I'm with you. The phone calls are always a little uncomfortable. Remember ours?
Hey, Shane. She gave one of those.
That was the only time we had ever heard Jody talk.
I thought she was a mute. I didn't even know she could talk. She could speak. She's got a voice.
Yeah, I mean, there is no doubting as bad as other franchises are. Like, go around the organizations in the NFL, right? Yeah.
Of all the places, if you were a prospect, where would be the bottom of your list?
Cleveland at least had Njoku. Arizona has McBride.
Yeah.
The Raiders have Bowers. The Jets just...
They're the Jets of the Jets, man.
They're kind of the standalone. They don't have...
No, and there's nobody to throw you the ball. It's Geno Smith, who's a placeholder for a year.
We know that this is clearly going to be, we suck, we have young talent. Now, are they going to keep the coaching staff?
That's a great question.
Doesn't smell like it.
If they win three games next year, Aaron Glenn will get fired, and you'll be finding a new head coach.
You hear Frank at the end there? Frank's no longer here. Frank's gone.
Frank was only with us for 6 months. Now he's gone.
I felt bad for Kenyon.
A major bummer for me last night. I mean, I'm still pulling for him, obviously. Maybe the Jets end up being good. Who knows? But that sucks.
I didn't see him mocked to them at all. That was a lot of Panthers,
it's the beauty of
Ravens.
Mocks,
like, yeah, Bucks. I mean, that is the beauty. Yeah,
Bucks. The Ravens.
I was pulling like hell for him to go. When Tampa was on the clock, I was like, that'd be a fun move. I know that they don't necessarily need a tight end, but still. It's
well, they kind of do.
They kind of do.
Kate Otten, as you can recall on this show.
You got a Husky and a Duck. Can you get along there?
I wanted Baltimore.
Baltimore would have been awesome.
He's a good run-blocking tight end.
Yeah, would have been
great.
They
just lost Likely.
They needed an offensive lineman, though, because their center left.
And
so they needed some interior offensive line help. By the way, Dylan Thienemann, no audio there, but Dylan Thienemann went to the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Which is cool. Talk about fun spots to go. Like, that's a cool spot, man. An up-and-coming team, made the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world of Dylan Thienemann, he showed up every day at the facility at like 2 o'clock in the morning. One of those psychos. I think he's going to be great at the next level. So two Ducks go on the first round. This was another funny moment. So all of a sudden, we had a couple of wide receivers go off the board. Waiting, when's the next one going to go? Mekhi Lemon is still there. The Pittsburgh Steelers are getting ready. It is their host draft. They're hosting the draft.
They're on the clock.
They're ready to go. The Pittsburgh Steelers, you're going to take Mekhi Lemon. Go ahead and give him a call.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Hey, why is Philly coming?
Oh, Philly just traded for you.
Hello?
This is Philly. They just traded for you. Philly's picking you right now.
So that was, if you can't hear it, so the Steelers were about to be on the clock at 21.
That was Omar Khan on the call. He kind of vaguely hear it.
He was one pick away. They were one pick away. They were just about to be on the clock. They call Mekhi Lemon. They're like, buddy, welcome to Pittsburgh. You're here. 300,000 Steeler fans are out here. Renegades about to play.
They
this
had
building.
No idea.
Who's going to light off?
Nobody knew. The team didn't know.
Let's
he
go,
didn't
baby.
Know.
So everybody at the beginning of the video is freaking out because he's like, hell yeah, dude, I'm going to the Steelers. That's
and we're in Pittsburgh.
We're in Pittsburgh. Like, I might play with Aaron Rodgers next year. Let's go, man. It's going to be awesome. And then all of a sudden you hear at the end, they're like, wait a minute, why is Philly calling? And it's because Philly then traded up to the 20th overall pick and drafted him number 20 overall. Now, we all know they're going to trade A.J. Brown to New England. That's going to happen in 6 weeks or whenever the date is that it makes financial sense for them. So they needed a wide receiver, and Mekhi Lemon nearly fell into the lap of Pittsburgh, only to be snatched by the Eagles at the 20th overall pick.
I think what I enjoy about the draft is the thought in the moment and then getting the backstories after on social media. So this is a moment, like I have the draft on, I look down on my phone, we catch when Philly's traded up, and I'm like, this is going to be Lemon, because we know they're trading A.J. Brown. He's going to be a Patriot after June 1st. Like, that trade is done.
Yes.
And they have Devonta, but they clearly going to need another weapon. And I'm like, they're going to go get Mekhi Lemon. They get on the clock, the pick is in, it's Mekhi Lemon. And I go, yeah, damn it. Eagles got a good player, of course. And then we get out of the draft, and the backstory comes out that Pittsburgh has no idea that Philly's trading up.
No idea.
And I'll say this.
They've locked their pick in. We're taking him.
The cat from Arizona State that Pittsburgh ended up drafting, the offensive lineman.
The offensive tackle, yeah.
There's been a lot of...
A Hanachor?
I think so. There's a lot of good intel about how good he is and...
Crazy backstory. He's from Africa. Yes. Came over, didn't play football until he was like a junior in high school.
Totally cool story. It's not ever sexy and never will be sexy when your team drafts an offensive lineman.
Nope.
Especially when you're hosting the draft. And all I kept thinking about after finding out about the Mekhi Lemon trade is how much of a buzzkill Howie Roseman and the Eagles were to the actual place of the draft.
In-state rivalry,
because
too.
If they are able to announce Mekhi Lemon, dude, I don't know how good he'll be, but that place is jumping around and
far
going
more excited.
Crazy.
Yes.
He was there. The offensive lineman they drafted was not.
Not there.
And he's a sexier position. It doesn't mean it's more important. The offensive line is the most important.
Yeah.
It's just funny how much of a buzzkill Philly and Howie Roseman were making that move and surprising the organization and the player.
It was hilarious. And it's funny, too, because it's going on in the NHL right now. Philly's kind of owning Pittsburgh.
Dude,
they're playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're dominating the series. They're up 3-0. And then you have this moment, their draft, they're about to take their wide receiver, who was probably atop their big board, the guy they wanted, because they locked him in before they even got to their pick, because they didn't think he was going to go 20th overall. And then Philly said, not so fast, my friend. We'll get back into the Blazers here in a second. I'm just curious, any other quick takeaways for you from the opening round? I know we didn't get to it a ton. We'll have a lot more to react to come Monday with the rest of the rounds and seeing where everybody else goes.
Yeah.
But anything else that stood out to you that we didn't talk about? Seahawks took a running back who was a backup. That was interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, who had two Notre Dame running backs going in the first round?
And a lot of his numbers were really good. He also had a high fumble rate, and he wasn't great catching the ball, nor is he great in pass protection. I think they're going on a bit of a development, and he was just overshadowed by Love.
Well, I don't think they feel the need, because I think according to the run rate metric, Zabel graded the highest, so that pick last year hit.
Oh, it was huge for them.
So I don't think they feel an offensive line obligation. Defensively, they lost some guys. They just won the Super Bowl on the defense.
And a lot of them were depth. They weren't necessarily premier top of the end players. They were depth pieces more so.
If you can't trade out and you just lost the MVP of the Super Bowl, yeah.
Go get a running back.
Fill the spot. I assume they know what they're doing. Charbonnet is still there. He'll come back from his injury.
Yeah.
I don't have really a whole lot to add in terms of the back end of the draft. I just wish certain guys would have landed at different spots.
Yeah.
And now we kind of see what the top of the second round is going to be over the weekend, because a lot of people think from like 20 to 40, super interchangeable.
Could be any, yeah. And I saw this, a couple of teams said they traded out of the back end because they had like 20-something guys graded as first-round picks. And after that, they're like, man, these guys all mesh together, so we might as well get more of those picks and take more shots in the dark. And that's why some teams traded out of the back end of the first round. One guy, I'm not surprised, but I would certainly have my eye on today. I'm a big, despite the school that he played for, Denzel Boston guy.
Yeah.
That was one for me because, you know, I'm always curious what the Chargers are going to do. They took an edge rusher, so, all right, get some defensive help. That's fine. I hope they address guard in the second round and interior offensive line. I think they also need a weapon. And I'm like, man, you had a chance to go get a wide receiver there. I know a lot of the other, Mekhi Lemon was already off the board at that point, certainly the earlier guys. And I'm not the biggest KC Concepcion guy. He had a lot of drop problems in college. He's a little undersized. Denzel Boston, to me, has an NFL body. He can go up and make, you know, one-on-one catches. I think the world of him at the next level.
Yeah.
And so him falling to the second round to me is interesting in a name that I'm curious to see where he goes.
I really like the Chargers getting Mezidor. Thought he was really good and underrated because of how popular Bane was.
Yeah. Similar to the running back situation at Notre Dame. He just kind of overshadowed.
And Dallas and the Jets, actually, coincidentally, we joke about it because who knows if it's ever going to turn itself around because their owner sucks. But yeah. I loved all their picks.
Omar,
I love Bailey.
Cooper, Sadiq,
I
Bailey.
Love yeah. Omar Cooper. Talk about a good slot guy at 6 foot. I think his hands, his footwork, I think he is exceptional. I love Sadiq. I think Sadiq's going to be really good. Giants, Jets, Cowboys. Multiple picks in the draft. Chiefs were also in this. I'm just not as big a Peter Woods from Clemson. I thought he had a kind of a down year. But I love all three of those teams and their multiple picks in the first round.
Cowboys got the best player in the draft. That pains me to say it, but I think they did. I think Caleb Downs is the best player in this draft. We'll get to spring and line coming up in a bit. Let's get back into the Blazers. Game 3 tonight at the Moda Center. What are your thoughts, expectations? We've got some poll questions up on it. We'll dive back into the playoffs next on the Fan.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Choppy song. We got to take that one out of rotation. Don't even have enough time to eat my burrito in the break, man. I'm trying to pound my burrito here. Don't have enough time. Well, spring line coming up in a moment. Game 3 tonight, Blazers and Spurs. And we've talked a lot about it earlier in the show. If you want to go back and check the podcast, you can, 1051thefan.com. Rewind on YouTube, however you want to go find it, you can. We've talked a lot about it throughout the course of the show today. One of the bigger question marks that I continue to have about the game tonight, I'm pretty confident that Wemby's not going to play. Like, that would be a shocker to me of, like, man, 48 hours after, or however many, I guess it would be Tuesday to Friday, a little bit longer than that. But still, 3 days after that collision, you hit your chin on the floor, your eyes are closed, like, you're out cold for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
I would be, like, he takes such good care of his body, and he's so futuristic in his thinking, goes to bed at 9 o'clock every night, like, he does all the right things. To turn around that quickly, and a series is tied 1-1 against a 7 seed, that, to me, would be a dumb move for San Antonio. Sunday may be a possibility. The bigger thing that I continue to look at is just simply rotations, who's playing, and how does Tiago ride hot hands? Like, we've had a lot of frustrations with a guy like Shaedon Sharpe not getting minutes, Jeremy Grant getting more minutes than him, Murray playing off the bench. Are you going to ride the hot hand with Scoot? I just, like, how, if any of the strategic matchups of lineups change with Wemby out for the entirety of the game and then probably going and knowing that Wemby's not going to be playing, if we see any different rotations or strategies from Portland tonight here in game
I don't
three.
Know what you really change. Like, if Shaedon plays better for Tiago, his minutes will go back up to what it was for game one. He went from 22 to 13. I guess if he's going to have the lapses.
It's so funny because I thought he was better in game two than he was game one.
I know. And look, can we be just a little fair here?
Yes.
You and I are in lockstep on this. They're watching the tape. He knows where the assignments are supposed to be. We don't understand all the nuances of that.
Sure.
But I'm largely with you. I thought he was just shot the shots he was supposed to. He was confident. Right. And he had the behind-the-back block. Like, I
thought that was great.
I didn't think he warranted only 5 minutes in the second half. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we'll have to kind of wait and see on Shaedon. I think Bill Oram's point on Shaedon, take him or leave him, I think a lot of people are getting to that point, if they're not already. So if they're making a trade this summer, don't be shocked if Shaedon Sharpe's in that trade.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't expect the rotations to be all that different. A couple guys might get more minutes. We just mentioned Shaedon, based solely on they're playing better. I expect Jeremy to have a game. Now, if it's today or Sunday, I don't know. But I expect Jeremy Grant to be more normal Jeremy Grant, not passive, missing, like, horrifically.
I mean, not unplayable.
Not impacting the game
in any
way.
Are you playable?
Yeah.
Like, are you, yeah, I don't need you to go for 30 points, but can you just, you know,
but
be
are you
a live
playable
body?
To play 28 minutes,
right.
33 minutes, and actually have me go, damn, dude, those minutes were important versus
right.
You played 21 minutes or 24 minutes, and I found you largely unplayable.
Right.
So I expect that. I don't expect a whole lot of difference outside of attacking. Also, Danny Avdia, just should be noted, I have a higher expectation than 14 points, and I'm not trying to give him an out here. He does look banged up. He's taken some shots the first two games in this series. He had a moment in game one when Wemby landed on him, and he had a moment in game two where Harper kind of snagged the ball from him. They kind of went down at the same time, and he seemed to kind of fall in a little bit. So is there something there? Or does he get back to downhill Denny, 12 free throws, 33 points, you know, 11 assists and 7 rebounds? Are we going to get that Denny? So there's little things that we have to kind of wait and see on. I don't expect the rotations to be all that different tonight.
A question on Scoot. So I just pulled up DraftKings because I was curious. His over-under is essentially 15 points.
15?
15. I mean, his season average is 14.7, so not a shocker. He had 17 in game one. What did he go for in game two? 31?
31.
We taking the over or the under?
It's what, 17?
15. Plus. He's got to get to 16.
I'll take a slight over, but I don't expect him to have another 30-burger. I do think the Spurs' defensive game plan, that's the difference here. It's what the Spurs do defensively.
Sure.
Knowing they may not have Wimby. How do they attack Scoot and maybe push the ball out to Tease or Jeremy Grant or literally any Donovan? Shoot more threes, please. Tumani needs to be aggressive. I think if they are to change the way that they defend Scoot, I'm imagining Tumani is going to be out there with him. Dude, you can't be hesitating. And he had a hesitation from the mid-range that I was like, that felt like a glitch. He got it going at the end of the fourth, and I can't help but wonder with what he finished in the fourth, 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you got 8 points here. They were massive in the comeback. Did you get that confidence back? Because part of confidence isn't just like, am I going to make this? It's not being afraid to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And I thought he had been very, very passive the first two games until that moment. So if Scoot has more people closing in on him and they're taking away more of his looks, he's going to be passing the ball. Moving that basketball is going to eventually end with Tumani Kamara. Are you going to hesitate or are you going to let that thing fly and, oh, I'm home, I feel better, I'm going to make that shot?
Yeah. Brandon, you like the over-under there, Scoot?
I like the over as well. I think the Spurs have two choices. They either, one, attack Scoot so that he's not shooting jumpers, but that opens up the paint again for Denny, for Klingon. Kind of opens up that paint again, or they allow him to shoot it still because they're still concerned about Denny, and he's been the best shooter on the team through two games.
Isn't it funny to say that?
Which is wild.
I had to say that a month ago.
He's a better 3-point shooter. He was their number one player in game two.
At the start of the series, anytime he would take a jumper, I'd be like, and then game two, he was hitting everything. We're like, sure, shoot it.
You're screaming, shoot. Yeah.
Nobody else can make a shot. We need you, Scoot.
So
I'm taking the over there. I'm going to hammer, by the way, the over. Kamara's at 11 over-under.
Oh, I'd bet the over.
I'm hammering the over there tonight.
I feel like he's a much better shooter.
I think he's going to have a better game.
I'm telling you, man. One of the games, either tonight or on Sunday, he's going to have a game where he goes 7 of 9 from 3 and cannot miss.
What's Jeremy's over-under?
And you can picture Calabro. Hey, come on!
Calabro's yelling.
I know. I'm saying in your head you can picture it because it happened.
It's a sore subject.
Who did you ask for? Grant?
Grant. What's 10? I'm hammering Tumani and Grant. I think they're both. I think if they're going to take a game, I think it's tonight. And so, two things. Hearing the buzz that it's going to be noisemakers. Not
t-shirts. Vuvuzelas?
No, probably like an inflatable thing or
what
something
if
of that.
They gave out whoopee cushions.
And we just like collectively.
Everybody sat down.
One, two, three.
Simultaneously, right as they're shooting a free throw.
That would actually be right.
That actually kind of
worked,
if
we
it
could
actually
hear
worked,
it, put mics around.
20,000 people sat down at the same time, right as he's about to release the ball.
So is it towels? Is it shirts? It sounds like it's going to be noisemakers, so that's good. Okay. Are we mad if we get the inflatable white bang sticks that we all used to get at playoff games?
We get those every game.
Right. And it looks really cool.
We get those every game.
So
I'm going to bang tonight. I'm going to bang them.
I'll bang those a little bit if I had them.
Yeah.
The second thing, I still may end up finding a way to go to Sunday's game. I think tonight's the best game to go to.
Mm.
The building is going to be buzzing. Dude, I don't think Wimby's there, and I think a lot of people are going in with the mindset of, there ain't no 7-5 freak here. And you have a chance to take a 2-1 series lead as the 7 seed in your real first home playoff game since 2019, because 2020 was hybrid COVID thing. This is your first one, and I don't know if this team is as popular since the LaMarcus West Dame team, but I think some people do buy into that. And if that's the case, paired with all this stuff and the emergence of Scoot and Denny's been an all-star, and I just think if you're choosing a game to go to this weekend, I hope Sunday they win, but I think tonight's game, I think, is the best game. It's at 7:30. People are going to be blowing off steam. The weather was terrible for half the week, and now it's beautiful. So now the sunshine is out. Boy, yeah. The pre-funking going on
pre-funking
today.
It's
going
to be great. It's everybody's out of the office early.
Dude, I haven't seen anybody in the office.
They're all getting ready to go.
I think tonight is the game to go to. I'm super jealous that you're going to it.
Yeah.
I'm also too cheap to probably buy a ticket, but I think tonight's the game to go to.
You could still go solo. We'll update the poll question on that one. Is it weird to go to a sporting event by yourself? Also, where's the series at on Monday? We'll get to those and some final thoughts on the weekend of sports that are ahead, including Game 3 and Game 4, the Blazers and Spurs series. All that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
That's still to come. Well, we don't need to do the song, but we can do some sponsor reads if you want.
Spring in the line.
See, it still feels good, doesn't
Spring
it?
Spring in the line.
Spring in the line brought to you by, well, all the good ideas I have for sponsors, but I always forget them by the time we get to Friday, just like Sprague forgets to make good picks.
I'm riding a heater.
You talk about, we do that all the time with the show.
Back off there, buddy.
You see something, and then if you don't write it down, you're like, oh, that's a great segment for tomorrow. And then you forget to write it down in the moment, and then like 3 hours later, what was that thing? Damn it. I forgot it.
Speaking of which, what's our poll question?
We'll get to it. Don't you worry. Okay. We got two poll questions up.
Oh, do we? We have the poll question up?
We have two poll questions up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sprague and Lie brought to you by Tommy Two Nickels. Don't let Dundon being cheap distract you from the fact Sprague pick is still a bad bet.
Might be cheaper than Tom Dundon right now. I don't want to pay $380 to go to one of the games.
Come on, man. Pony up.
How much you paying for your ticket?
A lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah? Somebody said that dollar cents?
Somebody said two nickels. Complaining about free tickets. Saying, well, you're complaining about free entertainment. So, you know, we're each the same, right? Here I am.
You did say I can only sit in one section, not the other section, which I don't blame you. The side view is always better than behind the basket.
Look, I've been to enough sporting events in my life. I'm not the biggest live sporting event guy anymore now that I'm older. I used to love going to games. It's not my favorite, especially late at night. We get up super early. I love watching games from the comfort of my couch.
Duck football is the only exception to this
rule. But it's not, though. You know how many games I stayed for last year?
You left at the Ohio State-Oregon game.
Well, I thought they were going to lose, but I did stay in the majority of the game. I thought they were going to lose after they kicked the field goal late. That's why I left.
What a loyal fan.
The only game I stayed for last year was USC, was the only one.
Yeah, okay. Is there one this year you're going to stay for? UW?
Yeah.
I can see you leaving for UW.
Is UW good? Is that a feisty game? Are they coming in the top 10?
According to UW, they're going to be good.
Of course they are. Now, this is the year. Can they beat Wisconsin? We'll find out. all right, let's break the line, shall we? By the way, should I gamble on Duck baseball?
Oh, don't do that.
Should I gamble on the Ducks?
Oh, we're going to talk about the Duck baseball team now, huh?
I mean, just red hot and rolling from what I'm reading.
We're just dealing with tragedy.
I got a response to that.
Yeah, there's no response to it.
I will take the Blazers tonight, +114.
Yeah, but you move right on from college baseball, bud.
I think we've won 7 out of 8 against you guys now.
You want to go back to this?
No, not really, but I just love doing it because I know it gets under your skin.
It doesn't get
under your skin because you don't care, but I know it gets under Beaver fan skin. Yeah. I can't talk trash about any other sport. It's too low-hanging
for basketball.
It's the only one I got.
We're going to dominate you guys at college basketball. We got Joyner now.
We were the worst we've ever been last year, and you couldn't beat us.
Well, we were also the worst.
That was the worst year of Oregon basketball in my lifetime.
We were 5th in the WCC.
We were 99th in the Big Ten.
We're going to be better than Gonzaga next year. Book it.
Sprague.
Book it.
You know what?
You put it on a post-it. Put it on the wall.
I'm going to put it on a post-it. Bring me a post-it note now.
Somebody tell your buddy Cash. His Gonzagis are going down in the Pac-12.
I personally think Gonzaga's going to win the national championship next year because I'm sitting in section 122 tonight.
If he gives me a ticket, I'll walk all this back. But he won't. He's a coward. He's too scared to give me a free ticket.
You got his number. You can text him.
He's too scared.
Blazers are +114 on the money line. I will be taking that.
Yeah, I like that bet.
I'm hammering the Celtics in Philly tonight for game 3. Probably a fool's errand. I just think bounce back game tonight after losing.
Spread?
7.5. Edgecombe's not going for 35 again.
Maxie's a problem. Yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
Why are the Lakers getting 8.5?
Because they're destined to have a really bad game. Like, game 2 is interesting. LeBron was a little bit of the story because he was awesome. It was fun to watch him kind of lead everybody, right?
Yeah.
I'd make a real good argument. They shouldn't have won that game.
Yeah.
Houston absolutely just could not get the rest together. I might lean the Rockets on that one.
Rockets pulling away. I mean, it's a desperation mode for them.
They're going to have a bad game with no Reeves, no Luka. Like,
you would think.
I don't know if LeBron's going to go for the 25-5 thing again.
Can I give you another LeBron stat, by the way?
You can give me all LeBron stats you want. I think we should. I think even people that really don't like him and hate him.
Yeah.
And I've seen some people. Okay, I know the takes are out
there.
They
exist.
I think what they will never say out loud that they know is true, they're going to miss not seeing an all-time great on the television.
Who are you going to hate when he's gone?
Right. Right now, it might be SGA.
LeBron's first playoff appearance was 2006. Okay, so keep this in mind. 2006, the first time he made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Most playoff wins since 1995. The Spurs lead as a team, 185. Followed by the Lakers, 173. The Heat, 161. Then the Celtics, 159. Then the Warriors, 118. You might think, wow, that's a pretty impressive list, huh? LeBron has 186. Since 1995, LeBron James himself has won more playoff games than any organization in the NBA, and that's a date that starts 11 years before he made his first playoff appearance.
You also have to retroactively take off some of the Heat playoff wins and totals because he gave them
He
to
was
them.
The reason that, I mean, not the only right. reason because they were fine, but yeah.
But they're not winning as many games yes. if he never goes to Miami.
Yes. The Spurs have been the dominant run team since then. They have 185 playoff wins as an organization. LeBron has 186, and he didn't make his playoff debut until 2006.
It's an odd thing.
It's remarkable.
You know what I'm also loving about LeBron this year is the two things. I'm loving that he's finally leaning into the bald.
Yeah.
He's not doing the hair plugs anymore. He shaves it all the way down. It is what it is. By the way, looks totally fine. Wish somebody would have gotten his wife should have been saying this 10 years ago. And I love how, like, honest about stuff he is.
Yeah.
I hate Milwaukee. I hate going to Memphis. It sucks. I don't want to stay in a Hyatt.
Dude, he's just off the cuff,
doesn't care about any. Did you hear what he said about Ron Harper?
No.
So Ron Harper, you may remember, was asked about having two kids in the NBA because Dylan got drafted yes. and Ron Harper Jr. is with the Celtics. And Ron Harper was basically like, I didn't make them do it, unlike other players making their kids be professional basketball players. In the most obvious LeBron comment of all time. And LeBron was basically like, yeah, I like Dylan. I don't F with his dad, though.
Like, he just filter's gone.
He doesn't
He's
care.
He's reached the senior citizen level of life where you can just say and do whatever you want, basically, and there's no, like, hey, he's old. What are you going to do about it?
He's your grandpa at Thanksgiving.
He was born in 1933. What do you want out of him, okay?
Grandpa, you can't say that. We used to say it all the time.
I was 12 when World War II broke out, okay? What do you want from me here?
I love it.
That's what I'm gambling on tonight. Main bet will be Blazer Moneyline. I will be gambling. Brandon, we like anything tonight?
I agree with you on Celtics. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Celtics.
Brandon,
oh.
You got to say Brando.
This is true.
Or you could, come on.
I know.
Come on, man.
Rookie mistake on my part.
I'm just kidding. He never calls me Brandon. It's always Sprague.
That is true. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, that's been a fight with me all week. Just making sure, like, you're not
Does it feel weird to say Brandon to another Brandon? Like, doesn't it feel,
yes.
to me it feels
it's
weird.
Unnatural.
And
yes.
here's Brandon with a sports update. Yep. It's
yeah.
very odd.
Saying your name just feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Weird. Anyways, I was just agreeing with you on Celtics. I think they house the Sixers tonight.
Is that all you like? You like the Blazers tonight? You think they win game three?
I do like Blazers.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah, take it now just in case Wemby pops out of nowhere and decides to play tonight.
I'm surprised that the line is that, and maybe I shouldn't be, because we are the 7 seed, they are the 2 seed, and they won the matchups without him in the regular season.
Right.
But, like, it's gone up. It's 2.5 now. I think it was 1.5. Portland might even have been a slight favorite right after game 2 because of the Wemby news. So maybe it's just the idea that Wemby could play that's moving the line a little bit. But it's going against Portland. So, if anything, yeah, hold on. But if he gets announced out, I'd imagine it comes back down towards more of a pick-em. But who knows there. So.
I have a 7-pick parlay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
This lead cook. Let's go. Throw it
you
in.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Friday, Saturday, money line, NBA
I got my
crock
pot
parlay.
Ready. Throw them all in there.
Celtics money line.
Got it.
Rockets money line.
Boom.
Blazers money line.
Boom.
Pistons money line. Thunder money line. Knicks money line. T-Wolves money line. Plus 2753.
Wow. That's a guaranteed winner right there. That's your lock of the week.
If I bet $5 on that 7-pick parlay that will never hit, I'll be halfway to my Sunday ticket price.
They're springing a line. Every single Friday. Well, not rarely, but sometimes we like doing it, especially this time of year. Well, let's answer the poll questions, put a bowl on the show in the week, get you ready for your weekend. We'll do it next on The Fam. Oh, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. What a day it's been. Great to be back. What a sports weekend we have ahead, too, man. NFL draft continues today. What time does it start back up? Sometime in the afternoon, 4 o'clock?
Who cares?
Yeah.
3 o'clock.
I'm not going to watch.
Just read about it tomorrow.
It's sunny out. I'm going to be playing golf and then going to the Blazer game. So that's a fair point.
The weather we're about to get today, if you are choosing actively to just sit and watch the second round of the NFL draft instead of doing anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Anything productive or fun.
That's true.
Look, I've lost the poll question. I wasn't trying to win the poll question
either.
No,
you were just asking aloud. We just wanted to throw it to the listeners to see how they felt. We'll get to the results here in a moment.
Did you see the MLB Network poll question of the day?
No. MLB Network poll question of the day?
Who's the biggest threat to the Dodgers?
Probably your Braves right now, I'd imagine.
League leading 18-8 promos.
We just took 2 out of 3 from them, so we got that going for us.
I know, you swept them.
Yeah, they couldn't get a hit yesterday. They almost got no hit yesterday, but you know what? I'll take it. Winning the series? Hey, little steps,
the Dodgers,
baby.
Man. That's all that matters.
You know what they call that? They call that winning 5 out of 7. Mm. All right? That's right. And the heater into the weekend. I think they play the Marlins this weekend, so maybe that turns around. So you got NBA playoffs going on. Stanley Cup playoffs have been great. Timbers are playing NFL draft, Blazer games. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their 5 locations, San Diego's Big's Chicken, Rivers Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. Your question of the day, ladies and gentlemen, what is the series when we show up to do the show Monday? Spurs up 3-1, Blazers up 3-1, series tied 2-2. Your answer is?
I hate to say it, 2-2.
Okay.
I hope it's 3-1.
Brandon?
2-2.
2-2 has 80% of the vote
what
right now.
Voting?
I voted 2-2. I think they win tonight, they lose Sunday.
What's the we're up 3-1 versus they're up 3-1?
14% say up 3-1, 5% say down 3-1.
Yeah, we don't. Nobody wants to be down 3-1.
Is going to a Blazer game by yourself weird? 84% of you saying no. No.
We should have. Yeah.
Hey, quit texting my friends and trying to get in on this action, all right?
I might be there.
Check me out. I think I'm 4 rows behind the Blazer bench tonight, so I might go shirtless. You can check out my nips right behind Tiago's head.
Please
should I yell
the...
something at Tom? Tom, quit being cheap!
Tommy Tonecco!
Tommy! Go Blazers, baby. See if they get a win tonight. We'll talk about it on Monday. Thanks for being a part of our Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Firm, Harrison Moranga, is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.